Okay. Okie dokie. We're now on point Ches of the Hadrochas HaBal Shem Tov. Okay. Kol ha'adam bifnei atzmo, every person in and of himself, who Torah shlema ruchanis, is a complete spiritual Torah. Ach im holech b'derech Hashem, but if he goes in the ways of Hashem, nislab shabo kafim madregoso, he is enclosed according to his level. So I guess there's different levels of Torahs that exist. Okay, but everybody is his own Torah. It's a complete reality, as it were. Okay, tes. Kishu mispalal al dover anochutz lo, when you pray for something that you really need, Yechavein lehispalel achius ha'alokis hamistater bo umachayehu. Pray for the divine life that is concealed in it and gives it its life. In other words, the holy spark of Hashem that's going to give you what you need. And more than that, shehu betzar, that he's in pain, me'adover achasolo, that is missing to him. It means to say that it's Hashem is in pain. Lechein mevakish mehashem lerachem achiyuso amistatibo. He asks Hashem to have mercy on his life force that's concealed within it. In other words, what are you thinking about when you're asking for something? Whatever that may be. Let's say you're in poverty and you're davening for money and you need money. So if you need money, so you got to realize, so what do you need? But what's inside the money? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's force that gives that life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu must not be so happy if the person's missing it too. So you're having Hashem, saying, Hashem, have rachmanis on your own, reality that's concealed within it. Person's sick. In other words, you know, it's based on a Gemara that says, what does Hashem say when a wicked person is executed? So what does it say? It says that Hashem says, oy, my hand hurts, my head hurts. What does that mean? It means Hashem was planning good things from this person, and now it's not able to happen, that Hashem wanted that to happen. It's not able to happen anymore. So when you're praying, in other words, don't pray, I need this. Give me this, Hashem. I want this, Hashem. It's really necessary for me. If you really need it, then certainly Hashem, you know, would want you to have it. And for whatever reason, he can't give it to you. And Hashem is in great pain over the fact that he has not been able to give it to you. And that's what you're praying for. Again, this is all focused on the inner realities of existence. Okay, Yud. Hashkocha bepratios, when we talk about Hashem's supervision in the details, he al kol nivraim, it's on every single thing in the world. Gam al adoimimim v'atzomchim, even on inanimate objects, even on plants. Ke'ein l'chadover, there's nothing in this world. Shoyu mashkichim olav milmala b'chol apratim, where there is no supervision from above in all the details. V'akol nasa, and everything is done with a very specific intent. So even according to the Baal Shem Tov, at least, even if a leaf falls from a tree, where the leaf falls, it's all up to Hashem. It's all determined by Hashem. Now this needs a lot more hesber. What about Hashkacha Pratis, Hashkacha Klalis, all these other things. But nothing happens that escapes Hashem. Every little thing is coming from Hashem. So these are the ten basic fundamentals of the Baal Shem Tov that as time goes on, maybe we'll refer back to it. But every piece of Torah, every idea that is within Chassidus is these points. Okay, now we're going to go to the next item, which is the Mamer Derech Eitz HaChaim. It's found in a sefer called Yam HaChachma from a rabbi who is alive today in Yerushalayim, Reb Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. who's a big tzaddik. You can see how big of a tzaddik he is. You know, the bigger the tzaddik, you can't find their name in the book. You know, they just say Miraron Hagona Kodeshlita, right? But they don't tell you who it is. But that's who it is. And the sefer is called, like I said, Yam HaChochma Tov Shin Ayin Aleph. And there is a mimer on page Tov Kuf Nun Vav. It's called Mimer Derech Eitz HaChaim. So, and this was said, and so the first paragraph is just an introduction by who the writers were. In other words, it's a, I guess it was a drasha that Reb Yitzchok Meyer said, and people wrote it down. In the first paragraph, they're just saying, you know, forgive us if we, you know, didn't write it over properly, whatever, and et cetera, et cetera. It was given at a specific yahrzeit. Okay. And in this, he's explaining really what the Torah of Chassidus is and what that had to do. So it's just a general introduction. And now we're going to start where it says Aleph, towards the bottom. All right, so it starts slow, and it picks up pace as we go ahead. So you got to be a little bit patient. What? Yes, a little bit patience. But you see, even on the top, it tells you, the bold on the top, it says, we'll just read that part. Be'inyin mahusa shel Torah sachasidus, regarding the aspect of what the essence of the Torah of Chassidus is, Ubo Yisbar will explain three things. Aleph, number one, Hatoela Shevia Torah Sachasidus Le'inyin Limud HaKabbalah. The benefits that Torah Sachasidus brought regarding the learning of Kabbalah. Beis Mahusa Vatzmusa de Torah Sachasidus, the essence of what Torah Sachasidus is. And Gimel Seder Hamshachas Rosia Torah de Yechid Adoras. And the order of drawing forth, continuing the secrets of the Torah through the individuals in their generations. So it's going to be, this is again another good introductory type of a class, as it were. So we're at the bottom, Aleph, and that's discussing in Aleph, Seder Hishtalshlus Mesir Satorah Dor Chador, the order of giving over the Torah generation after generation. And what Rabbi Yitzchak Meyer is going to do is he's going to be quoting another great tzaddik first, and that's pretty much, I think this whole first Aleph is really him paraphrasing from another tzaddik, as you'll see. V'nei t'chila v'rosh amarnu lahatik b'ktzora, seder hishtalshalus mesiras ha-Torah dor achar dor, kifi sh'roshim b'ksav yosher divrei emes al yedei hagon ha-Kodesh Moreinu Rav Gershon Henech Meradzin. Back to Masol l'sefer beis Yaakov. Okay, it's a long sentence. But in the beginning, we'd like to copy down or to paraphrase briefly the order of the hishtalshalus, of the chain of giving over the Torah generation after generation, how is written with a very straight writing of words of truth from the tzaddik Rav Gershon Henech from Radzin, behakdama so in his hakdama l'sefer beis Yaakov, the sefer beis Yaakov, Lamar Aviv Hagona Kodesh, to his father, the Holy One, Moreinu Rav Yaakov Me Ishbitze. His father from Ishbitz, Rav Yaakov from Ishbitz. There's a Hasidus that was in Ishbitz, and from that goes down to Radzin. Okay, Vizel Ishono Bitzora, I think Bitoch Dvarov, whatever. This is his words that I'm briefly abbreviating from the longer thing that he had. This is what he's going to say. So he's all really basically paraphrasing Rev Gershon Henech from Radzin. Vinei, Mimos Avram Avinu, from the days of Avram Avinu Vashom, Hischilu Hashnei Alofim Torah, the 2,000 years of Torah began. Avram Avinu, Hischil Lehoyer Leolam, Shehash Kodesh Baruch Hu Nimtza Gam Bolam Azeh. Avram Avinu began to illuminate the world with the Chiddush that Hashem is also found in this world. In other words, the world that did believe there was a God who created the world, and they may even believe that there is still a God. But they did not believe that this God is involved in the world. It's a personal God. That's what Avram was mechadish. V'cheinu limada Torah, and so too is the learning of Torah, va'avoda, and service of God, ma'ashahoya koidim matan Torah, before we received the Torah, hoya begoidel hispatlus, which was with a tremendous amount of nullification, v'nisyonos, and tests, v'savlonos atzuma, and that which required a person to be patient and to carry a great load, v'yedeza, and through that, higiul asogas yedias mitzias Hashem isbarach, they came to achieve an understanding of the existence of Hashem, shanhaga oisa b'mida elyom, that his conduct was in a very high way. V'chein matzinu, we found she'avos lomdu Torah l'neim, and we find that the patriarchs taught the Torah to their children. So it's interesting, you know. So the main Torah really wasn't so much necessarily doing mitzvahs as we have it, but mainly it's just living the reality of Hashem and going through the tests of life, of being a Jew and being a proper person. Right, and to come to their avoda was to really understand the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was more of a philosophical, however, they'd have to live with the philosophy, and they'd have to be Meiser Nefesh for that philosophy. And that's what the Avos gave to their children. So that's until Matan Torah. So, you know, even though there's Chazal that say they kept the Torah, but that wasn't the main point. If they kept this mitzvah, didn't keep this mitzvah. The main thing was to make the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more palpable. And they would have to go through great suffering to make that happen. That's what Torah we had, so to speak, the main part of the Torah at that time. Okay, and however, b'matan Torah, when it says by matan Torah, Nemar, it said in Parshas Yisro, it says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down on Har Sinai. So now comes the next quantitative level. She'oz nisgala liYisrael, it was revealed to the Jews. Shekola Ola Mole Kavod Hashem Yisbarach, that the whole world is filled with the glory of Hashem. That became a new reality. V'amachaya v'ha-mehava kol dover tomid. And Hashem gives life and gives existence to everything constantly. This became the new insight. In other words, that before the others had a yediyah, they knew, they were clear there was a Hashem, but it was all philosophical. Okay, but here Hashem mamish revealed himself. That Hashem didn't, you know, even if there was a nevuah, that's one thing, but mamish to reveal himself. So let's take a look at the bottom in footnote Gimel. Perish Advarim, let's explain this. Nisbar b'yeser seis is explained better by Sifro from this Rebbe who's quoting, but another sefer, Tiferes HaChanochi L'Akdomas HaZor HaKadosh, where he says, She'ad Matan Torah, Lo nispaseis ha'olam. Until Matan Torah, the world was not nispaseis, was not firmly established. Why? Mipnei shelo haya zivug sholem, there wasn't a complete match, l'or Hashem yisbarach ha'bria, to the light of Hashem with the creation. In other words, you have Hashem's great light, you got the creation, but it wasn't a complete shidduch yet. U'kadi'is ha'masechta Shabbos, as you've seen in Masechta Shabbos. Shehisna Hashem Yisbarach HaMayaseh Bereishis. Hashem made a condition with all the acts of creation. Im Yisrael Makavim Es HaTorah Mutav. If the Jews accept the Torah, good. V'im lo, and if not, ani machzer eschem l'tovo. I'm going to bring it all back to astonishingly empty void. V'cheinu v'zohar kodesh b'midbar. That's what the Zohar says. Shegmar b'yas ha'olam. The real end of the creation of the world, nispaseis, was firmly established b'matan Torah, at the giving of the Torah. What's the concept? Kikol Yisod Abria, the whole foundation of creation, Lo Nisratzis Lihisalem Ritzom Hashem Yisbarach B'Levushim Gashmim. It does not agree, it's not happy, to conceal the will of Hashem in physical garments. Okay? In other words, the world as it is a garment of Hashem. The world as it is conceals the reality of Hashem. And in creation, Hashem does not want that to be, that his world should be concealing him so much. But it would be a process. Rak b'matan Torah, but at the giving of Torah, Rab, they all saw, shal yedei masa Torah mitzvah, shru, the Torah mitzvah, yis'alu kol levushim gashmim, all the physical garments will be elevated. Gam ker lo'ir lahem, to illuminate within them, shegam bom, even in them, nimtza or yoker, it's a precious light. Meaning to say that now the creation is going to reach its purpose. Through Torah and mitzvahs, the creation will reach its purpose, that the divine energy will be revealed within the creation. That was the seminal event of creation, that Hashem really revealed himself to the Yidden, shows that this Torah and this mitzvahs will bring out my reality. Let's go back upstairs after the Gimel. Kiba matan Torah, because at the giving of the Torah, hirba v'higdil chasto, he increased his kindness, ad shenikra, until he was called yegia, as it says, yegia kapecha kisoichel, that the ones who sweat with their hands will eat, v'af ki akol b'chasto, and everything is with a kindness. Okay, in other words, he did the kindness that you can now earn your keep. Before, you know, it says, the Gemara says, why are there 26 kili olam chastos in the Halal HaGadol that we say Shabbos morning? Because for 26 generations, the world existed totally on kindness. Hashem created the world and we didn't do anything to deserve it. It was a welfare state. The world was a welfare state for 26 generations. At Sinai, Hashem says, no more welfare state. You now have a Torah and mitzvahs to create these realities yourself. And that's the idea, that you'll be called Yigia Kapecha Kisocha. By the sweat of your brow you will eat. That's a good thing. And it's all with kindness. This is what Hashem wanted in Torah, which is what? Shal Yedei HaKores Or Hashem Yisparach. By the recognition of the light of Hashem. V'yedias Mitziyasa B'olam Hazeh. And the knowledge of his reality in this world. Al Yedei Zeh. Through that. Nikra. That is called Yigia Kapayim Shalom. That is the real work. Of a handiwork of a person. Hashem wants to bring him merit. This is what we're going to be able to accomplish at the giving of the Torah. To really know the mitzias of Hashem. Not to just theorize about it, but to mamish know it. And the Torah incorporates the entire creation. Nobody can really understand how much Hashem has limited things. And there isn't anything in the Torah that isn't necessary for people. Meaning, even mitzvahs that we can't observe nowadays are extremely important. Even though not everybody can comprehend everything right away. So everyone can get according to their level. Even from the secrets of the Torah. In other words, the Torah has the entire creation. Okay? So you have no idea how much of the world is in the Torah and how much you can access of the world from the Torah and how much we need this Torah to understand this world and to see Hashem's revelation in the world. Everyone has different levels. But according to your level, according to that level, that's what you'll get. Ukavi madregosa gam misoras haTorah, even on your level from the secrets of the Torah. Ubetorah Nirmas kol hanoga lecholders, and the Torah is hinted to all the conduct of all generations at sof kolders until the end of all time. Shein shum sipur b'Torah, there's not any story in the Torah. Shein anitzuch lechol adam avodas Hashem isbarach, that is not needed for a person for the service of Hashem. Avemis gamasa merkava, even the maisa merkava, shugam kein mashe nitzuch adam lomo kedilakayim, you also need to know in order to fulfill it on some level. Everything is there. It's amazing, but it could be a little bit beyond, but it's all necessary. There's nothing in the Torah that's not necessary for our understanding of the world. You want to understand what's the halacha of a surrogate mother? There's yesodos in the Torah from the story of Esther, from the story of Yaakov and Esav. If you look carefully at Chazal, you already begin to see yesodos that come out of that. There's nothing that you won't be able to use in this world in affecting your life. Totally. Now, and this is what Hashem was giving us with the Torah. That now this world becomes a match with the Torah. It mamas the shidduch happens. Hashem's lofty ideas, it matches with the world below, as the Jews are the one who affect that match by doing the mitzvahs of using this world. And that's really what the Mishkan in this week's parsha is all about. when we make the Mishkan properly, v'shachanti b'socham, I will dwell in them, in every Jew in the entire world. That's where Hashem wants to dwell and be manifest in this world. Now, ube'emes tzarech ha'adam l'ilmod l'havin, a person really has to learn and understand, shekol mash enasan Hashem yisparach ha'tol Yisrael, that which everything that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews, hirak mash enitzrech l'avodos ha'yisparach, that he gave it what is only what is necessary to serve Hashem, and it's necessary for all the Jews. In other words, Torah is only necessary insofar as how we serve Hashem and what the Jewish people need, and not for just interesting historical facts. To the degree that a person knows and understands and investigates the honor of the Creator, he will know how much he loves him and he fears him. And how you see the honor of Hashem is in every little detail. Ulafi hu ulamihu mispal, and who he's davening to. Umitzvas mihu makayim, and the mitzvahs of whom is he doing. Vechor Hashem yisparach v'ashkachas odishchol prat, and how the light of Hashem and his supervision is in every detail of your life. That's what the purpose of Torah is about. V'azeh Yisr b'Zohar Kodesh, that's what the Zohar says. Shezehu mitzvah, this is all of the mitzvah in Sefer Dvarim. V'yadata hayom, you will know today. V'ashevos alvechem, bring it to your heart. Ki Hashem hu alakim b'shamayim imam v'loros midachas, ein od. Hashem is the king above and below, the God above. There is none but Hashem. And that's going back to what we said in that drachas Baal Shem Tov. What is this? Liros, you have to see, Ech or Hashem Yisbarach, how the light of Hashem, Vashkocha so, and his Hashkocha, Nimtza Bechol Prat, is found in every single detail of the world, Afilu Belevushim Ayoser Rechokim, even in the garments that are so far from Hashem. It's all there. You have to see the light and Hashem's Hashkocha in every single thing. Shezehu Maisa Merkava, that it really is the depths of the Maisa Merkava. Liro Sasi Shakol Bor Hashem Yisparach Kavod. Hashem created everything for his honor. Next page. Uchen Yesh Bozet Dargos has all kinds of levels. Kol Echad Kefi Kol Kli Kibulo, based on the receptacle each person has. Ken Yochel Lichlam Sparis, to that degree he can go into the orchard of Kabbalah. So he's saying that everybody really has as an aspect of seeing the inner dimension of what Torah is about. In other words, the Torah was not given for us to just do physically 613 mitzvahs. That's not what it's about. That this is very important, because too many frum people have the wrong idea of what Yiddishkeit is. You just go do your mitzvahs. You go to shul, you give tzedakah, you eat matzah on Pesach and this and that. But that's not the idea. It's to see the light of Hashem and his hashkocha in every single thing in this world. That's what the Torah is for. That's the shidduch, right? That God has with the world, and we're, as so to speak, the one who brings it out. And there's hidden aspects, obviously, that have to be brought out. And that, you know, broadly would be explained as Kabbalah, but every Jew has to have some connection to that. Now, v'nei be'eshenisna ha'tor li'Yisrael. So at the time when Hashem gave the Torah, look at this, guys. Nitan lahem apshat v'hasod biyachad. When Hashem gave us the Torah, He gave us the pashat pshat and the sod, the secrets, the pnimius, the Kabbalah, together at the same time. V'chol echad hevin b'pshat v'sod v'avagoso, and everybody understood the pshat and the sod according to their level of intelligence. Kedisa b'zor, you find in the Zohar. So this is the chiddush. The Kabbalah is not a newfangled thing. It was right at the giving of the Torah. Because, you know, the fact that they saw what was, I explained to you already, they saw what was heard and they heard what was seen. Hashem already showed them that there's a deeper level to reality. And this whole Torah is meant for you to maintain that. V'chei nisrab, and that's how it went bigger. Das HaTorah, the intelligent Torah, b'dor deyahu, and this generation of knowledge, hudor amidbar, it grew and grew. Das, it was a door full of Deya, of real intelligence, of being able to see things in the inner way. So this was a Klal Yisrael that was well-versed in Kabbalah in the desert. Everyone according to their level. Ube Misas Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe died, Nismaid or Hatar Shebichsav. The written law got a little smaller, as it were, as you find in the Zohar HaKadosh. Shekedusha Sanavim, because the holiness of the Navim, who Kedanim Kedusha Torah, is a little bit less than the Kedusha of the Torah. Okay, Os Hischel. Now, so what that means, the written law became weaker, the direct access, you know, from that came from Hashem, as the Navim were on a smaller level, but to compensate for that, so now the Torah Shebal Peh began to illuminate. And so it is with all this, the order of the transmission, that got smaller, and how it has given over, the written part became smaller, the oral part became bigger. Now really, if you think about it, Sefer Dvarim is already the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. Why? First four Sfarim, Hashem told Moshe exactly what to write, and Moshe had nothing to say. But Sefer Dvarim is primarily Moshe's speech. Moshe himself gave the speech. Hashem said, you know, that's a good, what you said is good. I want that to be part of my Torah. And then Hashem tells Moshe to write it down as he said it. So that's already Moshe himself. It's the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, because this is the last 37 days of Moshe's life. He's about to leave. So Torah Shebichsav has to become minimized as it goes smaller and smaller through Nevi'im now. But the Torah Shebal Peh will explode. And so too, the giving over of the Kabbalah in the inner, the transmission of the inner Torah was together. The inner content of Torah is called Kabbalah, as it says in the Tikkuni Zohar. And the order of the Kabbalah was by all those who could receive. Kedisa b'sefer bris menucha v'adam is to send that sefer. V'chein hebia seder kabbalah ad anshe knesset gadolah. So too, that kabbalah went to the anshe knesset gadolah. In other words, just as the Torah shebichsav was given over to every generation, so too the kabbalah of that understanding was given to every generation. V'yom alam din l'talmidem apshat v'sod. And they taught to their students the pshat and the sod. It went on from Sinai all the way. Everyone according to their understanding, they understood the secrets of the Torah. But then there came a point where the covet of Torah in general became made smaller, as we find in Gemara Kedushin. It says, "Misharabu haperutzim," when the people were breaking fences in spirituality. So then what happened, as there were corruptions were happening, so such powerful information has to be hidden. Then they began to hide the secrets of the Torah, as it said over there in the Gemara Kedushin. Now you begin to see that the Tanoim, they began to hide their words. They would enclose the secrets of the Torah in garments. That's the idea of the Talmud Bavli, which really Bavli means confusion. They now concealed the Torah in garments. It looks like very simple garments. In other things, and what was the garments? Was the pshat, not pshutim, pashtiim, pshat garments. Everything was covered with pshat. They were able to conceal the secrets of the Torah in the garments of this world. But the real secrets are given to the Baal HaSod. What he's saying is, you should know that Gemara is nothing more than a very, sophisticated concealment of the deepest mysteries, of the deepest content of the world. And it was enclosed in simple terms. Shor Shenoga Chesapor. You know, all these words, they all are code words for spiritual realities. And therefore, whenever it says these words, we always say, well, I don't understand why the Gemara says this. You know why? Because you don't understand. You're looking at a code. You're looking at a total. Now, there's a pshat level that's beautiful. Shor Shenoga Zapor, Kal V'Chomer, Dayo Lava Mina Din, Lios Kinidon. These are all very brainy, earthly concepts. But they're all concealing the deepest deepest ideas. There's Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Behem. There's 13 Midos that the Torah has learned from. It's corresponding to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim of mercy. How it is, that's a whole deep concept. So when you look at a Gemara and you say, you know, I don't get it. I don't know why he's doing this. It's, you know, they're hiding the deepest secrets in the push and pshat of a Shakla Vatari of a Gemara. That's why I don't know if I told you. There's certain Rebbes that would teach their sons. They say, when you first learn the Gemara, the first time, learn it, push it. Don't go any deeper till you have it clear, till your mamish know it backwards and forwards. Then you're going to go and see the sod in every line of the Gemara. Why? Because if you're going to start with the sod, you're never going to want to learn the pshat. Because you're going to know how false the pshat is. It's only a garment. Who wants to learn a garment when they get to the main thing? So what happened is, over the times of the Gemara, the Kabbalah was concealed within the Gemara. And therefore, all the Agada to Gemaras that you learn that seem wacko. Moshe was 10 amas tall and he jumped 10 amas high and he hit Og's foot, you know, that's the bottom of his foot. It's all not to be understood only in a Pushit level. It's explaining the deepest levels that are going on over here. Now, you got another 5 minutes?
We're 5 minutes over time, but we have another 5 minutes, so just, yeah. We'll go to work late.
Because this way I can finish at least the first section over here. V'Rashbi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Hayom Yuchad B'chol Adoros, was the unique of all the generations of Torah. Shezogali Skalas Eliyahu B'mara, he merited that Eliyahu would reveal to him in the cave that he was there for 12 years, as it says in the Zohar Chodesh. In the Akhtomas Tikkun Zohar, Bezohar Kodesh, Shezocha, he merited L'Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu L'Shalom. He reached the levels of Moshe Rabbeinu, which it says, Oleo Ksiv, it says, by Moshe Pel, Pe Adabar, Bo, I speak the mouth to mouth. Bemara, with a clear vision, V'lo Bechidus, not with riddles. V'chol Ha'olim B'malo Soda Sator Hu Rak Al-Yidei Reshim Bar Yochai. And all the elevations that we got to the higher levels of secrets of the Torah only come from Reshim Bar Yochai. Besoda Shinskal Al Yodo, for the secrets that was revealed through him. Umeish Nistalik Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, when he died, Nistamu Mayonas HaChachma Gizavazor, the wells of this wisdom was dried up, blocked, as it says in the Zohar. Chay Matzino B'Shas, we find in Shas, B'Kam Mekos Ben Plei, Shehoya HaSod Nistar Eitzel Chil Shavador. The secrets were concealed for the individuals of the door. V'af Shekol Chachma Yashas HaYodon B'chol Reza Raisa, even though all the Chachamim in the Gemara knew the secrets of the Torah, of all Hoyu Meyuchadim Kumer Gassim, but there were some even higher, most unique. So they all knew, they all hid it, but there were even greater ones who learned greater secrets from Shem Rechai, and they hid that from the rest. Now, V'acher Chasimus HaShas, and when the Shas was completed, Nishar Bidei Rabbanan Savuroi V'agonim Yuchadim. Now, the special Rabbanan Savuroi and the Gaonim, in the next generations, from the year 600 through 1000, there remained that Kabbalah in these people's hands. K'moshu Atzinu Devrayim B'Ksuvim, as you find in their writings, but they're very lofty ideas. Many Gaonim wrote their Sfarim in a way of Chakira Lokis, divine and philosophical things about Hashem. And they hid their deeper meanings by the way they wrote. In other words, you think they're writing philosophy books, but they're really writing very deep Kabbalistic books that are all concealed. And the generations after them, Chibrus from Rotz form, Yeshayelahem Kabbalah Shlema, they had, many of them had a complete Kabbalah, but Vistiru Divrayim Beloshet Amechva, but they concealed it within what appears to be philosophical works. Ubamachem Shayelahem Kabbalah Shlema, Kivnal Emes, those who really had a good Kabbalah, it was given over to them clearly, they were able to align it and get the real Emes. But sometimes they didn't have such a good Kabbalah. Their words stammered, as were. In other words, even the great ones, there's only so much that they really clearly understood, and some of them didn't really clearly understand. Now, one more paragraph, next page. Okay. I'll call us from Shisraber Acher Ramban. All the books are written after the Rambam. Because of Arizal, the Arizal, right, wrote about all these books after Ramban, She'ein Kabbalah Shem Shlema. Their Kabbalah is not complete. They just couldn't understand the depths of this. Chen Kosev Shalom HaMesorim. There he said, don't read their books. They were non-halachic. Halachic ones you read, but the mystical ones, they didn't really get the Kabbalah so well. Lo machmas shmasa chashom shum dovin. Not that they were bad people. But all their words are now incorporated in the Arizal. Ubedvarav, and Arizal was blessed in his words. Heimim sudorim biyachad. They're very well arranged. Imosefes kedusha atarshis it's gal biyamov to the increased things that Hashem revealed to the Arizal. Meaning to say that during the course of time, the great Kabbalists, they themselves had a certain degree of lack of clarity of certain things. But that got solidified in the times of the Arizal. You should therefore learn the one that incorporates everything, which was from the Arizal. You know how great the Arizal was. Rov Chachmoso, his wisdom, Varucho, Binosa, Kedosha, Ir, Vakadish, Bin Shmaya, Nochis, Laharla, Arts, Lamid, he was great, holy, way crazy to teach everybody everything. Chachmadas, who Bechir Hashem, Varanelam, he's the choicest one from Hashem. Bohibi, Misov, Omvatsov, he saw from one end of the world to the other. At that point of the Arizal, he now began to illuminate the words of the Rashbi. And Hashem illuminated for him words to teach others. Laos es ya'ef devar Hashem, to give strength to those that were weak in the eyes of Hashem, the word of Hashem. Vulimid le'talmudo, he taught to his great student, Rav Agodol HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim Vital. That is the premier student of the Arizal. All the other Shalmim Gam. Akoshan is all the introduction of Rav Gershon Henech of Radzin. So basically, what he's telling us is that Kabbalah existed from the very beginning and was given over in the generation. And it was constantly given over to people who could understand it. It was not a unique thing until in the times of the Gemara, where there was enough wicked people that had to be concealed within the Gemara. And now Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai brought out a lot of new aspects of it. Some people got it. As time passes, you know, as we go further on in history, some people don't get it. It becomes totally solidified and clarified in the times of the Arizal, who gave it over to Reb Chaim Vital. And from that, we move on in understanding what this Kabbalah is all about. So that's a brief introduction to what their Kabbalah is.